In October, the contemporary artworks of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will be celebrated at Tanandi, a festival that encompasses many sites across Adelaide. Nikki Cumston is the artistic director of the festival. I spoke to her about how she's been curating the exhibition and also some of the highlights she's identified so far.
I went and visited a lot of the artists that we worked with previously on the Arangu Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara lands, so the South Australian APY lands, and asked the artists what they've been working on, if they had anything coming up, and asked them to think about how we could support them to make the projects happen by October.
You're going to bring in the 7 art centres from the APY lands. How's that come together?
We have 2 collaborative paintings, a men's painting that's been painted by men from 6 of the communities, and it's the first time that they've collaborated together on a painting. This was a way for them to be able to tell more of a story about connection to country, the importance of country, and the importance of the ancestral creation stories for that country. It was also a way for them to engage with each other across communities and to talk about how important what they're doing is for the younger generation, and to have the younger generation in the room with them while they were painting these stories. The painting is in honour of one of the men who passed away a couple of weeks after they did the work, and that's one of the things that they said when they sat down together was, we're all here now, but some of us won't be here even in the near future, so we need to record this important moment now.
Wow, how wonderful to be a part of that process.
Yes, yes. It's 3 metres by 5 metres in scale. So it's one of the largest paintings I've seen in the gallery from any of the Aboriginal artists. Then there's also a women's collaborative painting where once again women have come together from across the art centres, and they're all painting their own personal connection with Kungurungkupa, the 7 sisters' ancestral creation story. So that's an important women's story right across the lands and right across Australia, in fact, and even universally. There's international stories about the 7 sisters because it references the constellation of Pleiades and Orion. And so it's a story that plays out across cultures. And so that's a really vivid, bright canvas. And once again, 3 metres by 5 metres, that work will be hung alongside of the men's painting and a series of photographic portraits created by Robert Fielding of 32 of the artists who have collaborated on the work.
That's going to be an absolutely striking element of the exhibition, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And to have people there, their faces, you know, I think that's really important to be able to see who the artists are. And so while you're looking at the paintings, you've got those people beside you looking on.
And then nationally, what are we going to see?
I've also been speaking with some of the artists from Bukulangay Mulka, the art centre up in Yirrkala in northeast Arnhem Land. And so we're working with 2 individual artists, Nongurna Marawili and Narapur Munangar, and they're both creating 2 separate bodies of work. Narapur is making a series of larrikitch, and they're the really tall hollow log coffins. They'll be displayed in a formation that's referencing the winds that have brought the Macassan people from Sulawesi to northeast Arnhem Land. So there's been an ongoing connection with families across many hundreds of years, and there's a particular, you know, wind that happens, the Wanapini, the wind that brings the Macassans, but that also takes them home. And so the larrikitch are painted with designs that reference the clouds that come with those trade winds. So it's a really beautiful immersive display that will also have footage of the clouds as well as some historical footage referencing back to ceremonial song that honours and references that exchange and honouring between cultures.
And the second artist?
And the second artist is Nongurna Marawili. Nongurna paints very expressive paintings onto large-scale barks that are over 2 metres high. And she's got this really beautiful way of referencing a story, talking about lightning and talking about all different elements of nature and the way that that plays out across that country. Her works are very bodily because of the scale of them, but then also the mark making on them. It's very interesting, using natural ochres.
Nikki Cumston, Artistic Director of Taunandi, the Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art, giving us a little insight into what to expect in October. More details about the schedule of the festival will soon be available at the Art Gallery of South Australia website.